Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, yes. Another gorgeous day here in the upstate. Sunshine, blue skies, birds are singing. Well, I'm trying to think positive here. And you know why I'm doing that.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Oh, no. Please don't tell me today is...
Monday!
Mondays suck.
I know, right?
It's the worst!
Yet here we are,
huh?
Okay, back at it.
We're back at it? Fine.
It won't be easy, but I promise you it will build character.
Let's go!
It's showtime!
Yeah, what coach used to tell me that all the time, too. Well, here we go! Getting underway on this cloudy, gloomy, gray, damp, dank, drab Monday afternoon. Bob and the Bobettes in action. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, screening the callers, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, the erstwhile little Annie in the news center, keeping us up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew. And you are a part of this crew because, of course, you are there on your end of the speaker. Well, as I promised in the tease running through Limbaugh's show today, it has been a momentous day. At least now we have an opportunity to get the ball and play some offense against Jerry the Waddler and the rest of these traitors. They dare to have the audacity to accuse President Donald Trump of treason over a phone call to the president of Ukraine asking him to investigate corruption? Corruption involving a guy who might be his potential opponent in the upcoming presidential election? If there needs to be any investigation, it's to Joe and Hunter Biden that need be the subjects of it. But I digress. I like the headline on this piece today. GOP lawyer turns impeachment tables by scorching Biden's at hearing. This is exactly the kind of thing that should happen and is happening weeks, months too late for my taste. By the way, Limbaugh shared a piece today that involves Senator Lindsey Graham and his recent remarks. Well, when this gets to the Senate, we're not going to call the Bidens and we're not going to call Adam Schiff. We're not going to call any of those people because we just want this to be over with. And the piece dealt into the underlying reasons why Lindsey may very well want to sweep all this under the rug. There's a pretty good treatment of this today from Sundance at Conservative Treehouse, and I'll share that with you. But in the light of everything that is going on right now, never more necessary is an event that's going to be coming up in early January, and that is Rock the Red, the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition, announcing the 2020 convention right here in Greenville. It's going to be the Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard. Tons of speakers, tons of topics, including the economy, education, foreign relations, capitalism, Sino-Soviet relations, the Middle East, government corruption, the list goes on and on, not the least of which will be Second Amendment rights. And joining me right now is a gentleman who is going to be one of the speakers at Rock the Red. His name is Mark Robinson. You may have heard that name. You may have heard him referred to as Mr. I'm the Majority. Mark, welcome to the program. Great to have you here, sir.
Hey, how you doing? It's great to be here.
So far, so good. Mark, why don't we begin by letting you explain where that nickname, Mr. I'm the Majority, came from.
Well, last April, April 3rd, 2018, Greensboro's city council decided in all of their wisdom that they were going to try to cancel our gun show that we have every year, had it without a hitch for the past 30 plus years.
Right.
They were going to cancel that gun show as a symbolic gesture, the way they put it, in light of the events of that happened in Parkland, Florida, the shooting, the school shooting. And I was very upset about that when I heard it, being politically aware and being acutely attuned to key words that these folks use.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I didn't know what I could do about it, but I figured I'd have to do something. I took to social media and said some things about it, but eventually found out that they couldn't cancel the gun show. Only the Coliseum director had that power.
Well, that came as a nasty surprise to them, didn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. But then what they decided to have a little meeting about gun violence. And when I heard that, I automatically knew what it meant. I knew they were going to have that Coliseum director there.
Yep.
They were going to bring all these high school, college kids down.
Right.
And try to, you know, force him to cancel the gun show. And that's why I ended up going. I went, didn't plan on speaking, but after I got there and heard some of the things that I heard, it was ridiculous. I got up and spoke. And that's where I use that phrase. I use that phrase that I'm the majority, meaning that I'm part of the majority of people out there that are just working hard, abiding by the rules, and just want to be left alone. We're just tired of having our rights stripped away because of what criminals do. And that's how the majority of people in this country feel.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
We're tired of being browbeat over what criminals do.
You know, and I'm sure that that your remarks were well received, Mark, and we're talking with Mark Robinson, conservative social and political activist, and one of the speakers at the upcoming Rock the Red event, going to be here in Greenville in January. Because, of course, Mark, as you are well aware, the snowflakes are unused to having people actually stand up and talk back to them with truth and facts.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm one of these people. I really want to try to be the change that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad when we no longer see color in this country. But right now it's front and center. And I think that one of the things that was most important about me giving that speech is the fact that I am a black person.
Right.
And that the vast majority of people in this country are not used to seeing black people speak about these issues. In such a manner.
Sad but true.
That's one of the reasons why it made such an impact, because it's coming from a so-called non-traditional supporter of the Second Amendment.
Right.
What these people fail to realize is that I'm just one of many, many, many millions who feels this way. Black, white, green, all shapes and sizes, all colors from every corner of the community. The majority of people in this country feel exactly like I felt on April 3rd. We want our rights. We want our rights preserved. We're going to keep our rights. And we don't want to be browbeat and beat down because of what criminals do. They need to fight the criminals and leave us with our rights. And that's the bottom line.
Isn't it amazing, Mark, how that whenever these gun grabbers begin their diatribe against the Second Amendment, they never talk about taking the guns away from the criminals. They're always talking about taking the guns away from law-abiding citizens. When we look at the statistics, cities like Chicago, which has some of the strictest gun laws in America, has absolutely horrendous murder rates with guns. So they fail to understand, I guess, Mark, that there's a reason these people are called criminals, and that is because they ignore the law, and the people that obey the law are the only ones who are going to be punished by these gun grabbers' activities.
That's exactly right. A good example of that would be London, London, England. Now,
yep.
In England, you know, they've had gun control for the past 100 years.
Yep.
It's done them absolutely no good. London's murder rate is out of control right now through beatings, through blunt objects, and through knives.
Yeah.
And now they're having this tremendous rise in acid attacks because of some of the immigrants that are coming in are used to doing that in their culture.
Sure.
So, I mean, crime is not going to go down because we get rid of guns. Crime existed before the gun. Crime will exist after the gun because crime is not about the object. Crime is about the mindset. And that's what we're not dealing with. We're not allowing our police officers to be proactive on the streets anymore. We're making them be reactive. We're not properly adjudicating criminals anymore. We're not bringing criminals in or that have snuck into the country illegally. We're not punishing them. We're letting criminals on the streets. We're letting them get away with all types of things because they're threatening our government with lawsuits over false claims of police brutality and racism. We're just letting criminals run wild. All the while, we've got people like that are cut from the cloth of Pelosi and Schumer trying to take the rights away from law-abiding citizens who are the ones that are having to deal with these criminals.
While they themselves, of course, are walking around with armed guards that we're paying the salaries of. You got to love the irony of it. Mark Robinson, he's a proud U.S. Army veteran in Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, he's been getting around. You've been doing a lot of speechifying, Mark, all over the country, haven't you?
I have. I'm actually running for office. I'm running for lieutenant governor.
Good for you.
I'm all over the state. So I've been places in this state that I've never been before. I had my first time going to the Outer Banks. I've been meaning to get out there for many, many, many years. I went out there not too long ago, and I tell you, this is a beautiful state.
Yep, you bet it is.
It's a wonderful state full of wonderful people.
And I know you've been right down the interstate, Mark, to my former stomping grounds in Alamance County in Burlington.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been there. As a matter of fact, I go there quite frequently. My wife and I, we go through there. We go shopping through that area. But I tell you, I really, when it comes to preserving our rights, I really want to focus here at home. I want them preserved all over the country.
Right.
But you got to take care of home first. And this is a great state full of great people. We need to preserve this state, make sure we hold on to our rights, and make sure we pass those rights down to our children. Because I tell you what, we live in a great place. We live in the best land on earth, and we need to make sure we're preserving these rights. We've got to fight hard to do that.
You bet. And it is a war that we find ourselves in. His name is Mark Robinson. He's emblematic of the kind of individuals who's going to be joining us for the Rock the Red event coming up in January. We'll talk more about that coming right up. If Mark is what he's saying is resonating with you, is music to your ears, you're going to want to make plans to be at Rock the Red. Mark, thanks for taking time to join me today, and I greatly appreciate your speaking out for all the traditional values that have made America the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Absolutely. That's what we've got to do more than anything. We've got to get politically aware, we've got to get politically active, and we've got to stop being afraid to speak up.
Absolutely.
If we do those three things, we can get this thing licked and we can hold on to these rights that God has given us.
Because, as you pointed out, Mark, we are the majority.
That's exactly right.
Mark, yeah. Great to have you along today, sir. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Rock the Red event here in Greenville in January.
All right. Thank you. See you there.
My pleasure. Mark Robinson joining me this afternoon. We'll talk more about Rock the Red coming up. 19 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. We will deal with all of the big breaking news today, including the GOP attorneys having a chance to get the ball and play some offense against these traitors in Washington. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. So it's a high old time again in Washington today. Do these idiot leftist, socialist, progressive, Marxist even realize how many women votes they are ensuring will not be for Democrats after the impeachment hearings are wiping all these programs off daytime television? No. No, because they live in their own insular society, where only the great unwashed masses, you know, the deplorables like us, we're the only ones that watch, you know, Judge Judy or something, whatever. Meantime, the top lawyer for Judiciary and Intelligence Committee Republicans testified today that there was a legitimate basis for President Trump to ask Ukrainian leader Zelensky to launch a public investigation into the Biden family's dealings in Ukraine. No kidding. Anybody who's followed this story in the least knows that that is the case. During impeachment inquiry testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee, Minority Counsel Steve Castor turned the tables on the Democrat-led investigation into whether President Trump tried to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating a political rival by withholding aid. Wait a second. Let's parse that sentence for a minute. We know that the president did not try to pressure the Ukrainian president into investigating a political rival. He merely asked him to look into corruption. The Ukrainian president himself has said he never felt pressured. President Trump has said he never pressured him. And the transcript of the phone call proves there was no demand or pressure placed on Zelensky. Tried to pressure his Ukrainian colleague into investigating a political rival by withholding aid. Yeah, by temporarily holding it up to make sure we didn't pour good money after bad into that black hole of corruption that has been Ukraine. And a White House meeting with Zelensky by arguing that there were real concerns about the former vice president's son's involvement with the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma Holdings. Quote, Hunter Biden was reportedly receiving $50,000 to $83,000 a month for compensation for his role on the Burisma board, Castor said of the former VP's son. Castor questioned why a person who doesn't have a history with Ukraine, doesn't speak either Ukrainian or Russian, and has no experience in the energy field would have a senior role on the company's board. Quote, at that time, Hunter Biden joined Burisma's board. His father, former VP Biden, was the Obama administration's point man for Ukraine. Castor speculated the only reason Hunter Biden was on the Burisma board was because his father was the vice president at the time and leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine. Castor said, Hunter Biden was not qualified to serve on the board. There is a legitimate basis for President Trump to have a concern about Hunter Biden's role on the Burisma board. And then the story from Fox goes on to detail, you know, how this whole business got started. So that is one of the big stories of the day. One of the others is what we have been waiting for days, weeks, and months. That is the DOJ's Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, to finally release his findings on his investigation into how the Russia-Trump collusion probe got started in the first place. And to some extent, that is easily answered by low-hanging fruit, and we had a hint of this last week when leakers put out that there was a FBI attorney who had since been fired who had changed some documents in order to encourage the FISA court judges to grant them, that is the FBI and the DOJ, the power to surveil the Trump campaign. There's a lot more here, and we'll begin to dig into that, as well as this story today from One America News from Chanel Rion, who works for OAN, who did a story. And we have the analysis of that, which may be even better, from Sundance at Conservative Treehouse. And Limbaugh referenced that story in his show today, and I think we'll go into some more detail on it because you need to know about that. That and more is on the way. It's going to be a busy Monday here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition on WORD 106.3 and 101.5 in Anderson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some Chicago bringing us back here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, I'm an Air Force brat, grew up in Germany. The weather today feels like old home week. Yep, I know what you mean. B-Mac, you know, liberals are like cockroaches. They can get in anywhere, and you can never kill enough of them. My segue to hired killers. Gotcha. Bobby, plenty of liquid sunshine for everyone today. There you go. Appreciate that. Now, to Washington and the other big story of the day, the FISA report. The DOJ's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, releasing today the long-awaited internal review concerning the origins of the Russia investigation. In other words, the attempted coup, the insurance policy, revealing that while the probe's launch complied with DOJ and FBI policies, there are significant concerns with how certain aspects of the investigation were conducted and supervised. Specifically, the report concluded that investigators found no intentional misconduct or political bias surrounding efforts to seek a highly controversial Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA warrant, to monitor former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page in the early months of the Russia investigation, but faulted the FBI over numerous omissions and inaccuracies in the application process. Look, if these things were done deliberately and intentionally, they are not omissions or inaccuracies. They are, in my estimation, and in I think that of most right-thinking people, evidence of exactly what he was tasked with finding: intentional misconduct and political bias. But hang on, because Horowitz's portfolio, if you will, was not the same as John Durham, the DOJ attorney who has now been given authority to pursue criminal charges, if he finds them applicable, in his investigation. So let's not jump the gun too quickly here. Although Mr. Durham himself, I think, has put out a statement. I'll have to go back and find that. Well, I know he put out a statement saying he disagrees with Horowitz in his interpretation of whether these were omissions and inaccuracies or were, in fact, intentional misconduct that was as a result of political bias. But to the probe itself, the IG probe identified at least 17 significant errors in the Carter Page applications and said they would launch a new audit into the FISA process. Just what we need, yet another audit. At the same time, when is somebody going to jail? Can I just interject that? At the same time, the report said key officials, including former FBI bosses James Comey and Andrew McCabe, did not act with political bias and extended a similar finding to the overall surveillance efforts targeting Carter Page. Wonder if Horowitz also announced he had swampland for sale at bargain prices in Florida. The report said, and I quote, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page." Did Horowitz not read the same emails and text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Smug Strzok that I did? Horowitz and his investigators probed how the unverified anti-Trump dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele was used to secure the original FISA warrant for Carter Page in October 2016, as well as other decisions at the outset of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation of Russian election interference in the Trump campaign. Well, if they probed that, did they not find the text messages that I just referenced between Page and Strzok referencing the insurance policy? Lisa Page saying, he's not going to get elected, is he? And Strzok texting back, no, don't worry about it. We got an insurance policy. So, yeah, their motives were pure as a driven slush. The release comes as Washington has been consumed with the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Well, that's the idea. Take the spotlight off what the Democrats did, what the Obama administration did in staging a coup against a political rival, and put the spotlight on bad orange man committed treason in a phone call with the president of Ukraine. Yeah, right. The sprawling, nearly 500-page FISA report, sure to become a political football of its own alongside the impeachment probe, Republicans, led by Representative Devin Nunes of California, who ought to get the Congressional Medal of Honor or the Presidential Medal of Freedom or something for leading the charge against this coup attempt, led by Nunez, have contested the FISA warrant and its subsequent renewal applications, claiming that the FBI misrepresented key evidence and omitted exculpatory information. Oh, you mean like the fact that they failed to tell the FISA court judges that the Steele dossier had been paid for by Donald Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, and the DNC? Information like that? Nunez blasted the FBI for not revealing that evidence used to support the warrant application came from an unverified dossier compiled by Steele as opposition research for Hillary Clinton's campaign. You think that sounds like legitimate sourcing for an investigation to a FISA court? Yeah, neither do I. Democrats have pointed to a footnote in the warrant application that gave a general characterization of the nature of the information and how the FBI believed that it was part of an effort to get information to discredit Trump's campaign, though it did not specifically mention Clinton or the DNC. Well, that's an interesting omission. Horowitz's team has questioned why the FBI considered Steele a credible source and why the Bureau seemed to use news reports to bolster Steele's credibility. They didn't seem to use news reports. They did. I wish Fox News would spell it out. The inspector general has said his team has reviewed over 1 million records and conducted over 100 interviews, including several witnesses who only recently agreed to be interviewed. Page, who has been vocal about his belief that he was unjustly targeted, has expressed frustration over not being interviewed for Horowitz's investigation. Yeah, let's not bother to talk to one of the principals. Let's not bother to talk to a guy who was targeted by Hillary and the DNC and the FBI and the DOJ. Was Carter Page ever charged with a crime as a result of all this surveillance? This is a yes or no question. Was Carter Page ever charged with a crime as a result of all of this investigation? You said no, you are correct. We continue with Mr. Horowitz's expensive investigation alluding to nothing. When we come right back, let's keep our fingers crossed that Durham is a little more intrusive in his investigation that could involve criminal charges and should. Be right back. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob McClain. Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're closing minutes of the first hour of the Bobby Mack Show. A lot going on today. Plenty to talk about, including the Inspector General of the DOJ, Mr. Horowitz, releasing his long-awaited report. Let me give you the short version of what Horowitz said in more than 500 pages. Nothing to see here. Move along. Or to put that another way, see no evil, hear no evil. And as a result, report no evil. The story from Fox continues. Trump and his Republican allies have long questioned the DOJ's efforts to secure these surveillance warrants. Earlier this year, Bill Barr, the attorney general, said spying did occur against the Trump campaign during the campaign. But critics, of course, pushed back. James Comey, who was FBI director at the time, dismissed Barr's claim, saying he never thought of electronic surveillance as spying. What else would you call it? Listening at the keyhole? Next, Horowitz is scheduled to testify before Little Lindsay and the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday morning to answer questions about his probe. The Horowitz findings come amid another broader inquiry related to the 2016 election. Barr has assigned John Durham, the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, and by all reports, a bulldog, to conduct an inquiry into alleged misconduct and alleged improper government surveillance on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. That investigation is criminal in nature, and Republicans may look to it to uncover wrongdoing that the Inspector General wasn't examining. Republicans may look to it? Right-thinking Democrats should look to it. Independents should look to it. Ahead of the release, some of the people who worked at the FBI at the time attempted to get ahead of the report to defend their actions. Lisa Page, the former FBI attorney who carried on an extramarital affair with former FBI head of counterintelligence Peter Strzok, as the two exchanged anti-Trump text messages during the investigation. Horowitz didn't see any evidence of bias? Did he not read the messages? Recently granted an interview for a sympathetic piece at the Daily Beast, saying, "There's no fathomable way that I've committed any crime at all." Signed, hopeful. Meanwhile, a key FBI player during that time, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, has been facing the prospect of federal charges after Horowitz faulted him in a separate inquiry over statements he made during the Hillary Clinton investigation. The review found that McCabe lacked candor. You know what that means, Moneypenny, when you lack candor?
A sense of humor?
No.
I have no clue.
It means you lied. Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
it just means,
it means you flat out lied. Right. He lacked candor. He also lacked honesty and truthfulness, is what he lacked. Lacked candor when talking with investigators, but the former FBI official has denied wrongdoing. Well, of course he has. McCabe has not been indicted. Yet. I just added that last part myself, if you hadn't guessed that. Now, meantime, at the conservative treehouse this afternoon, there is a copy of a tweet from Jennifer Franco, Jen Franco News, hashtag breaking, U.S. Attorney John Durham issues a response to the DOJ IG report, that's Horowitz's report, saying his office, and I quote, does not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. What's he mean by predication? He means exactly what I just said, that he believes there was political bias, that there was a conspiracy, that there was spying, that they did not tell the entire truth to the FISA court justices or judges when they asked for the warrants to surveil Carter Page and the Trump campaign. And I quote, statement of U.S. Attorney John H. Durham. I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. However, Our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of it. Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. Is somebody guarding Mr. Durham round the clock better than they managed to guard that guy who hanged himself? What's his name? Epstein. Yeah, that's it. Hour number one is zipped on past. There is plenty more to go in hour number two here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back on the other side. And when we do, we will delve into this FISA report and more of what we can anticipate from Mr. Durham. In the meantime, in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, please never use Probe and Lindsey Graham in the same sentence again. Bob, the Horowitz report was a joke. The joke we thought it would be. He only interviewed current employees, yet those implicated were allowed to verify and or refute information about them. Bobby, what I'm concerned is when Durham finds evidence and files criminal charges, the commiecrats and their enablers in the media will keep saying, refer to the FISA report. Nothing to see here. I don't think they'll be able to get away with that anymore. They are their phony impeachment. Be right back with hour two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.